Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, learn how incorporating a passion such as running can change your life. From Division I athlete, Katie Chinnery. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest on the show today. Her name is Katie Chinnery, and Katie is a freshman at Rider University. She also happens to be a previous student of mine, specifically from my public speaking class. So I love Katie's passion. She's going to tell you all about it. And I thought it would be a really great experience for Katie to come on the show and work out her public speaking muscle. So Katie, welcome.
Hi, Ms. Renda.
It's so great to hear your voice. I've really missed you. And, you know, I've been picturing you being all fantastic at school.
Yeah, this is a really great opportunity, especially going into college and talking about running and hopefully inspiring other people to maybe begin running and get out on the road someday like I am.
Okay, well, she just revealed her passion, and it is running. And she's going to tell us all about it and why it's so special, how it impacted her life, and hopefully inspire some people to do that, get out on that open road. Before we get started today, Katie, can you share a quote that's meaningful to you?
Yes, actually, it's from my freshman and sophomore year in high school. My coach, his name was Coach Resch, and he said, "The harder you run, the harder it is to run faster." And that's always stuck with me a lot, because if you don't like work hard enough, or if you want to run faster, but you're stuck at that kind of blockage, then you like say, I say that quote to myself and I end up running like so much harder and pushing myself farther than I thought my body could ever go. So eventually it gets to a point that if you say that quote enough times to yourself and like really believe in that, then you'll eventually get over the block and you'll end up running like something that you never thought that you could ever do.
I love that quote. That's really great advice. And I also love Mr. Resch. So that's pretty funny. We'll have to let him know we got a shout out on today's episode.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Mr. Resch. Keep it up. Fight the fight. Okay. So we know that your passion is running. Can you tell us how that started for you?
Well, my dad was in the military when he, right out of high school, he went into the Air Force. And he went for about 4 years and then went to high school and got a degree and then went back into the military for about 27 years. And when he finished, I was about like in fourth or fifth grade. And then when I started middle school, I realized like what cross country and track was. And I've always like been running around all the time. My mom was like, "Why don't you try out cross country?" And I was like, "All right, I'll do it." So I went out and I was always like excited to just go run and go run a mile and a half race. And my dad always told me, he was like, "Well, in the military, we would go and run like half marathons and marathons sometimes, like as a group." So I always thought that I'm not gonna know if my daughter someday, if she's running cross country and track. And then my dad like became my best friend through it all, and like ran through all these terrible like races together, and still at the end we would run together and we would be there for each other. And I never really had that like connection with someone in that like beginning of running. So like as running became something more for me and I went through high school and now I'm running at a Division I college, I think like the beginning of it all was thanks to my dad, and because he ran, he inspired me to run, and then we became like even closer through it all.
I think that's awesome the way that running has shaped your relationship with your father, because I know from being in public speaking class with you, you would do speeches that really had a lot to do with your father. And it's evident that the two of you do have a special relationship. And now I know that's where it started for you.
Yeah.
What kind of hesitations or challenges have you had along the way in keeping this passion in your life?
I definitely think going from two different coaches in high school had a big play on it, because freshman and sophomore year, it's not really, like, it wasn't really, I wasn't really that serious about running and just kind of was going through the motions. But then I realized how good I could really be. So then junior and senior year, I was kind of hesitant about going and having a new coach. But then once I got, like, really comfortable with, his name is Coach Tarabokia, when I got really comfortable around him and he had all these amazing workouts with me, I got really, like, I was, like, excited to go run, and I was, like, pumped, and I was like, all right, I'm ready, and I'm going to go race. And I was running, like, these amazing times. And once I finally started hitting, like, actual high school times, like, in the 19s and the low 20s, then I started realizing that I was worth it. And my dad was always cheering for me, and my mom was always there for me. And my coaches were always saying, oh, like, you're meant to do this, and you're worth it. Don't be hesitant. Don't be scared. Just cross the finish line and you'll end up running this amazing time. And I eventually got to the point where I could do it myself and I didn't need an inspiration, because I was sort of my own inspiration, because I was telling myself, oh, if I can run 19:10, then I can run 19:05 or something. So I was starting to, like, inspire myself and kind of motivate myself, and then start to motivate my teammates. And then my coach was there all the time, and my parents grew to become more, like, equipped with the sport, I guess. So then I, like, broke through a barrier. And then once college started, then I started realizing that it was even more, like, important that if I'm not motivated myself, then the team's not going to be motivated, and the coach isn't going to want to help me, and then my parents aren't going to want to cheer me on. So it's kind of a barrier, I guess, you break through in the beginning. And then once you break through that, it's, running's even more important to you. And it's, like, a number one, like, priority to get through.
You know, you say so many valuable things that I hope listeners are catching on to. Number one, I love that you're talking about your coaches in such a valuable way. I know Mr. Tarabokia is also a teacher at the high school, and I think it's just amazing how teachers can influence the lives of students, that not just for the 4 years that they're in high school, but who they turn out to be as people and the direction that their lives take. Yeah. I mean, you're running in a Division I school.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment. And
that's,
you know,
awesome.
It started with the relationship with your father, but, you know, then it was developed further through your coaches. And I think, number one, that is great. I also love, Katie, how you're talking about, basically, you took this passion and it changed your life in so many ways. One is that it sounds like it made you a leader.
Yeah, especially junior and senior year, I was, like, one of the top girls on the team. And I started realizing that everyone was younger. There was a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the team. And I was always telling myself, okay, I have to be a good captain here, and I have to push them, and I have to help them through workouts. And if they're having a tough day, then everyone's having a tough day. And if I'm having a tough day, the team might still be having a tough day. So, like, I have to work with them and help them and help work with the coach to, how can we motivate the girls to run fast in this meet, and how can we motivate them to, like, kind of get a hoorah, go team kind of a thing. Just be, like, a captain, not just for the title of a captain, but to be an actual leader and to be kind of a role model for the young ones on the team.
And the thing is that these are skills you take into your life. When you're in college, you'll be pulling on these skills. When you graduate college, you'll be taking that into the workforce with you. Now, I know you want to be a teacher, correct?
Yeah, elementary and special education.
So that's what you're going to school for, right?
Yep.
So you'll be taking these skills, and, you know, next thing you know, you could be the coach motivating other people in their directions.
I eventually want to have my own classroom and be an elementary teacher, but also I want to have time to be, hopefully, a high school coach for cross country and track, so I can continue to, like, motivate and work with other runners to inspire them and run, like, amazing times in high school too.
I think that's inspirational to people your age, but I also think that's inspirational to all ages, because we all have the ability to inspire people. And also, I have friends who started running in their 30s.
I definitely think that any age you can start running. Any age.
Right. And if you can't run, you can walk. Right?
Yeah, my mom walks.
Right. There you go. What do you think you've learned about yourself in this process?
I've definitely grown. And I think that if I didn't have running in my life, I would be a totally different person. Because even in between seasons, I'll have like a 2-week span and my personality will totally change. I'll just become a totally different person and be quiet and don't really talk to anyone. Because when I have running, I'm open and I feel like I'm like paying attention to things more. And my mom always said that I concentrate so much better when I'm in the middle of a season. Because during the summer, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything, and I just want to go to work and sleep all day. But then during school, I'm like, oh, I have all this homework to do, and I have a cool project to do, and I'm going to hang out with my friends, but still have time to run and go to a meet, and then I'm going to study, and I'm like, I'm concentrated. And I also feel that I feel like I'm really caring and more, I don't know what the word is, but friendlier maybe. That's kind of like a youngish word, but I feel like I have a lot of friends on the team right now. I'm friends with everyone on the team, and it's such a family here that I feel like I've really grown and become more of an adult quicker because I'm friends with everyone and they're helping me through the situations that we all go through at the same time. So I feel like if you have this kind of like motivation in your life and you have this main subject in your life, let's say like my dad had the military, then that was motivating him to do all these other things in his life, have his family and everything. And I have running, and that's like really motivating to me so that I stay on track and finish everything that I need to at the same time. And I'm not just doing schoolwork. I have running at the same time. So like it's everything's, I feel like I'm more concentrated and more like outgoing because of it.
Right. And it also helped you get acclimated to school as a freshman in college.
Yeah. Right?
Can you give us a resource that would inspire people in some way to get out there and start running?
Yeah, I definitely think the movie McFarland USA played a big part on my life because it's a group of high school runners and none of them want to run. And none of them are runners. But then a coach from the other side of United States comes and coaches them, and he eventually picks out all these runners like running around on the field, and they eventually inspire each other and become a little family through all their rough challenges and everything that they don't want to do. They end up loving and becoming this really close-knit team that we actually have here at Rider. And I think that that's especially motivated me to stay running and stay with the team and work harder every day, because if you don't have something to motivate you, then you're not going to motivate yourself to do it. So I feel like McFarlane USA is a really, it's not, I don't know if it's a book, but it's a movie that was just in theaters a couple months ago that from the very beginning catches your attention and makes you just want to, as soon as you finish the movie, when the credits come on, just go out and run because of how hardworking these kids were. And they're saying, they pretty much show you that no matter what age you are, no matter what weight you are, no matter what class you are, no matter where you live, you can still go out and run and eventually become this totally different person. And like start a new family, pretty much, is what they say in that movie.
Very, very, very cool. So yeah. Now listen, this part of the show is what we call the Motivate Me Express to Success. So I believe that the three steps of motivation are, first, you need to envision something for yourself. Then you need to explore it. And then you need to execute a plan. So for somebody to envision or see themselves running or incorporating running into their lives, what do you think they need to see?
The first thing you have to really envision yourself doing is putting on the new sneakers. And while you're putting on the new sneakers, you're going to feel, okay, like I'm ready for this and I can do this. And you're going to start already believing in yourself before you even step out the door. And so you put on your new shoes and it's going to feel amazing already. So you're going to say, oh, well, I'm just going to go out the door, you're going to stretch, you're going to feel warmed up, you're going to be ready. And then you're going to go outside. And honestly, you can run wherever, we run at Ryder, we go right out the front of campus and just go down right straight down the road, and that'll last an hour. So honestly, if you just go right out your door, find your favorite spot to run or favorite spot where you drive, like to work or walk. If you go on a walk, like let's say with your kids or if your best friend, go that way, run that way, and you'll feel comfortable with the course and you'll feel that you can do it and it's not going to be hard because you know the course like the back of your hand. So you'll say, well, I can run this every day. And then eventually, if you love the course so much and the shoes feel good, the outfit looks good, you're going to say, oh, I look good, I feel good, I know this course like really well, then you're just going to start running it every day and it'll become an easy routine for you. So I think that especially if you're a new runner or even if you're a continuing runner for multiple years now and you just want to keep staying healthy and maybe lose weight or just get out the door in the mornings, then go on the same course usually. But sometimes if you want another course, ask around, ask your friends, ask people from high school, or if you're in high school, ask your friends in high school and coaches, friends, family members, ask them, oh, what's a fun place to run? And say, oh, well, there's a place like 5 miles down the road. You just have to drive there and just go ride your bike there. That's even more exercise. And then just kind of run around and just, if you have to feel comfortable where you're running, I think, because if you're not comfortable, then you're just going to hate running the whole time. And you're going to hate like, oh, I just want to be done with this. And then you're not going to push yourself to do more. So I think that especially here is it like another example here is a team. When we go to our main meet course at Rosedale Park, we do the actual course. And if you don't love it there, then you're going to just be miserable the whole time and you're going to have no motivation to finish. So you're just going to run horrible and then you're going to be disappointed with yourself. So I think that the moment you put on the shoes, you're going to feel good. You're going to look in the mirror and you're going to say, I got this, because you do got this. Everyone has it somewhere like in their system, and you're going to walk out the front door and you're just going to go because you're already motivating yourself putting on the shoes. I always told myself that if you never put on the shoes, you're never going to be able to walk out the door.
There you go. I like that. Now, yeah. let me ask you a question. What yeah. would you say your most memorable or craziest run ever was?
I definitely think that senior year I ran at Homedale Park, and it's in New Jersey, and I actually had a race that day, and it was absolutely downpouring. It was about 20 degrees, and it eventually started hailing, I think. And it was on the warm-up, and Coach Griff, who is the boys coach at Manchester, ran by, and he looked kind of like a chipmunk with his like head sticking through his little hood, and he was running by, and all of a sudden we saw one of our other teammates slip and fall and pretty much roll down like the whole hill for like 30 seconds. And that's all I thought about that whole run was, what if I slip and fall right now? Everyone's going to be watching me, and how many people are here, and it's pouring rain and muddy. I'm going to slip down this hill, and it's going to be the worst day of my life. But then it ended up being a really great race, and I've never stopped thinking about that since.
That's great. And I know today you just came in from a run, and what was the mm-hmm. weather like today?
It's pouring rain, about 50 degrees, and I'm actually still sick for about a month now, so it was an interesting run.
What closing advice can you give everybody?
You just have to, honestly, at this point, just motivate yourself. Go online, read a couple like running articles, and look at pictures of runners and say, I want to be this person. Go out, get a new pair of shoes, get that new protein shake or power bar, and say, all right, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out and run 20 minutes at 8-minute pace. Go out the front door, and you'll do it because you have a plan. You're motivated. Your friends are telling you, oh, man, you're going to do this? That's awesome. I'll do it with you. So then you'll eventually have people to run with, and you'll never be by yourself because there's runners around everywhere. Honestly, just do it. The day before a run, start motivating yourself, and then by the time the run comes, you'll be like, oh, this is easy. I could do anything at this point.
I think that's so true. If you start telling yourself the day before mm-hmm. tomorrow I'm running, then you're ready to do it. You don't even question.
Yeah.
And something else that I like that you said too is, you know, do it with a partner. And I love that you and your dad have that in common. And I think it's great. I think it's great for family members to bring each other into their passions, no matter what it is. It's just a bond that you form with friends or family. So I think that's awesome.
I think it really stinks that I don't have him here at college, because all summer I ran with him about every day for my training schedule. And then I had to go to college for preseason. So I moved in August 26th and haven't ran with him since, which really stinks, because that's like that he's my best friend and run with him all the time. So it stinks that I don't have that right now. But I know that when I'll go home for Thanksgiving break, I'm going to tell him, oh, we're going out and running an hour, and he'll be the first person out there. He'll have his shoes on before I even come down the stairs. It's awesome to have such a close relationship with another runner, because I feel like if we don't have someone to run with us or motivate and keep us along the whole time, then it'll kind of be boring down the road eventually. You'll get tired of it and you'll say, oh, I want that relationship with someone. And I always tell myself, especially because I have a boyfriend now who's a runner on the team, that like, oh, I want to marry someone who's a runner too, so I can run down like with like the baby carriage and run along with my husband and say, oh, like I'll be a couple blocks ahead and kind of like race each other all the time. Because I feel like that relationship is really good to have. And especially running with my dad all these years, I fell in love with running and fell in love with inspiring other people to run. And I think that running by yourself kind of stinks, but if you have to run by yourself, have someone to motivate you and say and like cheer you on the side to kind of help you along.
That is a beautiful vision of your future.
Yeah.
And then you're going to raise a little runner.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, I know you're a part of our private group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. Is there any other contact information that you would like to share in case somebody wants to reach out to you directly?
My email is Chinnery Katie. It's ChinneryKatie at yahoo.com.
Okay, good. And give your thumbs up to your roommate who's there making you giggle.
She is. She's laughing at me.
Hi, roommate. Okay, so I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was really great getting to talk to you and hearing your voice again.
Thank you. I was like, oh my God, I told my mom, I was like, Miss Renda emailed me about doing an interview. She was like, oh, I miss Miss Renda.
So thank you so much for coming on
thank
the show.
You.
And this part of the show, we give our guests a go-do. So, Katie Chinnery, do you have a go-do for listeners today?
So, remember this quote, which I got from my high school coach. It's, the harder you run, the harder it is to run faster. So, at this point, I hope I've inspired you a little bit. So, now, put on the shoes, go out the door, and start with a light jog, and eventually, you'll be running easy marathons.
I love it. Listeners, that's a great go-do. Get running. That's it for today. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.